Welcome to the Joey Mitchell Podcast, Celebrity Interviews. Joey's been broadcasting his radio show throughout California for over 51 years and has interviewed hundreds of celebrities. Most of these interviews have only aired once. Now, he's decided to share them once again. Every week, a new celebrity with a behind-the-scenes peek into what happened before and after the interview. So sit back, relax, and get set to travel back in time. Here's Joey.
Thanks, Todd. You're about to hear an interview I did with someone who walked away from possibly millions of dollars in earnings. He was the co-host with Ryan Seacrest of the first episode of American Idol. His name is Brian Dunkelman. Brian, for whatever reasons in his head, decided after the first season, nah, this isn't for me, and resigned. Well, we all know what happened to Ryan Seacrest in American Idol. Why in the world would Brian Dunkelman walk away from a show that was destined to be a super smash hit? Well, Brian's doing stand-up comedy, and that's how I came across him for an interview on my show. And I asked him that question. Why, Brian? Why? He said a couple of things to me in the interview that, well, didn't prove actually truthful when compared to things he said later on. He stated his departure was due to the terrible way they treated the young contestants on the show, staging fights between the judges and reshooting contestants with producer-provided glycerin tears in their eyes to make it look like they were crying. He went on to say that leaving the show was a mistake. When he appeared later on the Howard Stern show, he insisted that he intended to leave Idol to pursue a career in stand-up comedy and acting. That's what he told me. But in 2008, he admitted to Stern that he believed leaving the show was a mistake. He conceded that he experienced several months of depression and also still harbored resentment against current show host Ryan Seacrest. But he's come to terms with that situation. Stern has compared Dunkelman to Pete Best of the Beatles. He's the drummer that was replaced by Ringo Starr, and I can't think of a better comparison than that. Here's my interview with Brian Dunkelman, and it begins with me asking the question, so why did you leave American Idol, Brian?
Is that show still on?
Yeah.
How's the number?
Very good, yeah, Mr. Dunkelman. Now, you actually walked away. You're not telling me a story that I'll find out later. They said, hey, Brian, don't come back.
You know, I have, you know, what people refer to as poor judgment. Yes. This whole reality television, it's a fad. It's like the internet.
Yeah.
It's going to go away.
Yeah, like rap music. I've been saying that about rap for years. You know, it's never going to stay.
No, sir.
So you were doing co-hosting on American Idol with Ryan. Yes. Was it him that got on your nerves? Was it?
Oh, no. We got along great.
Really?
What's not to love? He's a national treasure. Come on.
Okay, so it was Ryan. And what about Paula? Did she drive you crazy or she hit on you too much?
Paula's adorable, but, you know, somebody needs to help her. You know, making fun of Paula, it's kind of like kicking a puppy, isn't it? Sure, it's fun, but it's just not right. You shouldn't do that.
Simon?
Simon? Simon's a sweetheart. Just ask him. Very intelligent, articulate. He'll be the first one to tell you.
Speaking of articulate, how about Dog? Hey, man, you're off pitch.
Here's the thing. I liked Randy a lot, but constantly referring to yourself in the third person as the dog is, by definition, not keeping it real. I don't know. Somebody needs to let Randy in. You know, I watched the other night just a clip, and I thought, my God, Randy Jackson's watch costs more than my car. And again, I guess $3,500 really isn't that much to spend on a watch. I think Sanjaya is going to take it this year.
No. He's gone. It's over. It's over. He's done.
Well, ask me if I watch the show. I say no. I mean, that's like getting a divorce and then hanging out with the person.
Yeah.
I don't find it that interesting without me on it.
Why did you walk away?
Because I wanted to be an actor.
Ah.
So I went right to acting school, and you know what I learned in acting school? I learned I'm not very good. But, you know, I would rather be here entertaining the people.
That's wonderful. David Caruso.
That's it. You know, look at David Caruso. He quit NYPD Blue, and a short 9.5 years later, he's right back on another hit show.
There it is. So
long, she left Cheers, and...
And...
All right, that's a bad example. You see where I'm going.
I do. Where do you live now?
I live in the Los Angeles area,
mm-hmm.
a suburb, Silver Lake. Newly married.
Very good.
4 months ago, I'm very happy. I'm very happy being a housewife.
Oh, are you the stay-at-home?
I want to be a stay-at-home dad. That is my goal. I just need her to make more money.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get her to get a second job as far as she's resisting.
What does she do?
She's a publicist for restaurants and chefs.
Oh.
Which is really cool because we get to go out to a lot of free dinner.
I was just going to say, you eat lot. Any kids?
No, not yet. I'd like to knock her up right away, but she wants to wait. I got a young one.
Oh, yeah.
Still in her 20s.
My body. Don't mess up my body.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you're gone all the time.
No, not really. I don't go out that much. I actually have been, this is my first week I've done in a while because, Celebrity Fit Club.
Ah.
Thursday nights at VH1. I'm sure you all watched last night. So that was about 2-3 months of shooting, which was quite an experience. A big challenge for the husband or fiance of someone who eats for a living.
Yeah.
A big challenge.
But you're in good shape.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Is it because of the show? Did you tighten up?
Well, here's the thing. You know, when they first called, I thought I was being punked. You know, but then I realized, I'm not famous enough to be punked anymore, so that couldn't be it. Apparently, they think I just completely let myself go, you know, like, ever since Idol just, you know, spending every night under the covers eating ice cream right out of the container. But, no, I was like, okay, you want me to, and you're going to pay me? Fantastic. I'm available.
Yeah.
It was kind of different this year. It's about people that are in pretty decent shape just trying to kind of take it to the next level and get cut and lose those last 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite an experience. It was a boot camp this year.
Yeah.
Like a real Marine-style boot camp.
It was really... So what we saw was for real.
Oh, it's no joke. I mean, people went to the hospital.
Wow.
There's a couple episodes from now. We actually did a real Navy SEAL training exercise.
Are you kidding?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
We're wussy entertainers. We're not supposed to be doing this kind of stuff.
So did you find out that you were losing your edge as far as comedy after, like, the second day? Hey, I don't want to be funny. Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is going to be a long 2 months.
Tell me about tonight and this weekend at Laughs Unlimited.
Tonight and tomorrow night at Laughs Unlimited. Great club. Great show. Adam Hammer is the other comic. He's very funny. Just met him last night.
Mm-hmm.
We had a show last night. Great crowd. So please come on down.
What time's the show?
8 o'clock and 10:30.
That's tonight and Saturday night. I want to thank you so much for being here. You're a guest, man. Brian Dunkelman, the guy who you're going to see at Laughs Unlimited this week. He's a really funny guy. Go check him out.
That's all for today's episode of Celebrity Interviews with Joey Mitchell. Join us again next week for another well-known celebrity that most likely only aired once on Joey's show. Until now. Now you can subscribe to the podcast at patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. And you'll never miss an episode or extras only available to subscribers. Please visit and like Joey Mitchell's podcast on Facebook and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening.